Memory techniques for language learning. Accelerate the language learning process. Written by Stephen West. Narrated by Raymond Lawrence. Introduction. Congratulations on downloading Memory Techniques for Language Learning, and thank you for doing so. The world is getting smaller and smaller in terms of human interaction in the global marketplace, and the ability to communicate is a very basic human need, as well as a key to running a successful company. More and more companies are seeking bilingual candidates for positions, and the desire to travel and see the world is many on a person's bucket list. Learning a foreign language can be daunting. There are unfamiliar sounds, and depending on the language, a new set of rules to learn. Learning a foreign language also opens up the world to possibilities. Communication is one of the ways human beings interact. The desire to find common ground with another person is often achieved with a first step, a spoken greeting. Communication is easy when participants share the same language. It is more difficult when conversations between people happen in different languages. The reasons people choose to learn a foreign language are varied. Some learn it to advance their careers. Others want to learn to enjoy traveling and seeing the world. Whatever the reason, once the commitment is made, the work begins. Using learning techniques that help people memorize information makes the process much easier. These techniques are more effective than methods used in the classroom, although some traditional teaching methods still make use of memorization. Sometimes there isn't a template to these memorization techniques, and the intention is not to etch them into stone. Every person absorbs information differently, and what works for one may not work for another. Using memorization methods when studying a foreign language can make what appears to be a complex endeavor into a satisfying and enjoyable experience. Unlike studying from a textbook or taking tests, memorization puts the power in the hands of the person undertaking the learning process. It is self-directed and self-evaluated. There are no consequences because there are no tests. This book will take you through some of the more popular techniques. It also takes a look at why learning a foreign language is beneficial and how information is processed and stored by our brains. Finally, this book discusses what to do when motivation falters. There are plenty of books on this subject on the market. Thanks again for choosing this one. Every effort was made to ensure it is full of as much useful information as possible. Please enjoy. Chapter 1. Why learning a foreign language pays off. As with any new skill or knowledge set, learning a foreign language takes effort, but the results of gaining this new intellectual insight makes it all worthwhile. There's a saying that nothing worthwhile is easy, and that is certainly true when applied to the study of language. You are being asked to think in a different way, even if the letters look the same. And if you are studying a foreign language that uses a different alphabet, it can be even more overwhelming. But it is a challenge you should embrace with gusto and do all you can to succeed. A second language opens the world to you. It's not just learning words and putting sentences together. It is art, culture, history, conflict, triumphs, defeats, laughter, and sadness. Virtually everything that people experience. With language, we connect in ways that would not be possible without the understanding that comes from knowing how to communicate with others. From a missionary's work in foreign lands to an account executive's goal of reaching culturally diverse communities, the drive to be able to communicate with others is the key to achieving these goals. Business is no longer confined to geographic borders. It is far-reaching. Through history, the marketplace has gone from the town square to embrace the globe. It is easier than ever to do business overseas, and it is more important than ever to speak the language and learn the culture. The reason that one begins the study of a second, third, or multiple languages is a personal one. It could be a reason that involves professional development. It could be a scholarly pursuit. It could be that the person wants to travel. Or it could simply be a personal choice to learn something new. The reasons are as important as they provide a purpose to the hard work ahead. There's no right or wrong reason. Economically, socially, culturally, and intellectually, arguments can be made in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?